Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
It's Morphin time.
For justice we fight, with Beast Morphin life. Together we rise. Go, go, Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Go, Beast Morphers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ranger Chronicles. My name is Charlie Niemeyer, and this time we're going to be watching episode 3 of Beast Morphers. But before we get into that, I just want to point out, as of this recording, toys for Beast Morphers are starting to slowly populate stores around the country, around the U.S. Canada's had them already, as I mentioned before, but the U.S. is starting to get them. We're starting to see the figures and all, even the non-Beast Morpher toys. Not the Lightning Collection yet, of course. But the the little mini packs of the tiny little characters for basically the kiddified versions, all that stuff starting to make its way through into stores all across the U.S. And also, as of this recording, both Hassan Ahmed and Ranger Liz have been able to obtain the Beast X Morphers and have done reviews on them, so I highly recommend checking them out. I believe they're both on YouTube, so please go check those out. And without any further ado, we're going to get into this episode. Now, I've got it pulled up on my TV. I am currently looking... SpongeBob has just ended. We're currently looking at a screen. I am seeing the outside of the Grid Battle Force building. And there's an orange cube in the corner getting ready to tell me the rating for the episode. And I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1 now. It's TVY7 for Fantasy Violence. Sweet. I kind of knew that could happen, but it's cool to see it on them actually acknowledge it. Morphex powered bike. Cool. Look at all the little shinies. So the bike only works with Morphex in it? Confusing. Uh-oh. That's not good. Oh, they have bad traffic in Coral Harbor. That's cool. You don't see that too often. Kind of sad about the deforestation of it, though. Oh, looks like she's big on stopping this stuff, though. Hey, he remembers things. Oh, her callback. Oh, interesting. And it's better for the environment. I don't think a mayor can do that, but okay. I want to say like a city council has to vote on this and everything. They even brought back the same reporter lady. Ooh, maybe. mom. The reporter lady is Zoe's mom. How many moms we got in this show? Hey, Roxy. Oh, yeah, that is a bad idea. I can see a lot of people not wanting to do it. It's got a good point. Well, the music is almost Vulcan Skull style. Ooh, a bicycle built for two. Sweet. I don't think they've ever filmed down by the docks before. Oh, well, they did have that New Zealand episode of Dino Charge. Maybe they did there. Ooh, I'm just going to show up very loudly without anyone noticing. What's he going to turn into a bike? The bike? No. An air pump? Really? A Needletron? Uh-oh. The Rangers are here. Uh-oh. What's going to happen? Whoa. Oh, it broke. Hey there. Kind of chintzy, but okay. Okay, now we've seen a preview clip of this. This is their regular morph clip now. There were some complaints about the helmets being a little big, and they are, but they got to cover up their heads. Ninja Steel had the same problem. I'm trying to remember if Dino Charge had that problem. I don't think so. You know, Zoe's doing pretty good against Blaze on her own. Ooh, a forced demorph. That's the first. Well, for this series. Oh, is it because he sucks the Morphex out of it? I was too busy talking. And here's the opening. Wow, we're only 6 minutes in or so? Their cold opens are very long on this series. And I'm pretty sure one of these days it's going to sound like he's saying Beast Morph and Might, but it still sounds like Light. Alright, so I'm going to take a quick break here to play some music, and when I come back, the commercials will be over.
ただドキュン逃がさない 上星は黒エンジン全開完全無欠のパトローラーデカデカデカデカデカレンジャーはびこる悪許せないんだデカデカデカデカデカレンジャージャズメントタイムデカレンジャー犯罪都市の24時情熱は度胸怪我するぜ今日もミッドナイト君だけを一斉捜索晴れのちドキドキ流れ星デカデカデカデカデカレンジャー俺のハート止まらないんだデカデカデカ
we're back. Okay. What's going to happen to Zoe? Oh. I like how he's got like a little tie. Oh, he's going to use the beast. Okay. Yay, it worked. Oh, but he still has the thing that collected all the beast, the more effects. I like to use the same effects for the demorph as they did for the morph. Probably not. Eh, maybe by the end of the episode, though. Ooh. Infighting. Fun. Ooh, there's a plan. It's already been a week? Ah, it's a quick week. Starting to feel a very early MMPR vibe from some of this. I didn't realize Jax was Australian. This is another clip that we had. Hey, the same lizard again. He looks so small next to her. Nate looks like he's 13 or 14, and she looks like she's a young adult. Still a pretty good one. You destroyed a monster by yourself. Good idea, but it's kind of the last day. Good question. Huh, doesn't work anymore. And now it's our third clip for the day. It's morphin' time! Oh, that sucks. Poor guy. Oh, ride a bike. It's not hard to miss. The dude in a weird costume being followed by three people in weird costumes. You know, I do have to give credit. I think someone on Twitter said the same thing. How hard, I mean, it's got to be hard enough to ride a bike like this and do these BMX tricks, but with the limited visibility of one of these Power Ranger helmets, jeez, it's even tougher. I wonder if it's the same stunt actors, though. Could be different people. Okay, so on one hand, I'm wondering if anyone recognizes Blaze. But on the other hand, that looks so fake. On the other hand, though, everyone's walking the same direction that they're riding, so they're not really getting a good look at him. Plus, he's got that weird distortion effect. Oh, here's Roxy. Ooh. Hey, good job. Nothing gets past you. Ooh. Not good. Jeez. Why, he just stood there. Funny. She can do that unmorphed? That's not fair. She plays a good bad guy. Just in time for a commercial. We're back in the alternate dimension. That's not much more than they had last time. Okay, cool. wonder why they wasted on making these things instead of just holding on to it until they have enough for Evox. Whatever. What do I know? Oh, they're busy. Oh, okay. It's kind of weird. It's a Zoe-focused episode, but he gets to handle the monster. Okay. Whatever. Wheeler Zord. Sentai footage, by the way. Music's not bad. The banana missiles. I forgot about those. Then he can still slip on the peel. Huh? Classy. Wait, is that Gigatron the same as the one that... It looks different. Where's the eye? It had a giant eye in the middle. Didn't it?
Oh no, it's taking the Morphex!
Yeah. I'll take care of you just by myself since I couldn't handle you with other Rangers. Yellow versus yellow. Payback's a b- Wasn't that gonna, like, destroy a lot of stuff? Well, I guess it did throw him around a bit. Ooh, she just commanded the respect of the girl that was supposed to be the Yellow Ranger. Oh, a carrot. I gotcha. Wow. Wonder why he couldn't, get away. Oh. This would work cool if it was a blaster weapon that the Zord uses, not the sword thing. At this point, you almost wonder why they even need a Megazord. So, let's see. All of the Rangers have parents in big, important places of power. Okay, that was... Because of the Rangers? Inadvertent advertising. I hereby declare this road project permanently canceled Wow, it worked. By the way, Nate has gold on his shirt. Just pointing that out. Oh, look, they're bonding over putting a lizard on a rock. So sweet. Oh, seriously. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Whoa. That's backwards. They're both riding backwards. Ooh. Ooh.
And thus brings us to the end of the episode.
No, we don't want SpongeBob. All right, so my thoughts on the episode. Let's see. First off, Betty and Ben. It's pretty good, and it all flows with the show and makes sense. And they're actually, I don't know if I just didn't notice it the first couple of episodes, but this episode you can almost hear the dun 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 dun. Dun. So it, which is kind of weird, but okay. Zoe did get the focus, even when they weren't focusing on her for the Zord battle, she still got the focus because she took out Roxy. Zoe by herself managed to stop get Roxy to go away and destroy a droid. A droid monster. The Needleroid, or whatever it was called. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, the bike stuff. I guess there is technically a, you know, preaching a little bit, but not to the point where it really seems preachy because of the fact that, you know, they've tied it so well into the story, you really don't notice it until pretty much the end. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty good episode. So we will be back on Tuesday with another episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and then be here next weekend, hopefully, for the next episode of Beast Morphers. I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women both in front of the camera and behind the scenes who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.